Well, when I first arrived in Cuba in 2001, I was immediately struck by all the signs of history that were in the landscape. So that Cuba, instead of having billboards that advertised products, obviously Cuba was advertising the revolution. And so I was struck by the graphic qualities of these billboards, the kind of sentiments that the billboards depicted, that were very much about the kind of patriotism and a glorification of the revolution, and how immediately present that sense of history was made to everyone who came to Cuba. And also, I think I knew intuitively when I saw them, I was very taken particularly with a billboard like this, with the cutouts here of Che Guevara and Camilo Cienfuegos. And I kind of intuitively realized that these billboards were depictions painted from photographs. And so I began to realize that more concretely as I traveled through Cuba and also began to visit museums and other sites where I was actually seeing the original photographs and then also seeing these renderings in sort of larger than life dimension in the landscape. I consider myself generally to have been mainly a landscape photographer, and so I guess I realized that I wanted to photograph what I came to describe in Cuba as it's the social and political history of this tiny island nation. I initially became interested in Cuba when I began to spend some time in Miami in the 80s at the home of my grandparents. And it turned out that they had bought this little house in the 40s, which might have been the outskirts of Miami at the time, but gradually over the decades, their house ended up being in the middle of Little Havana. And so when we ended up spending time there, I got to know the neighborhood, the Cuban neighbors, and was very interested in the stories that they told about Cuba and their passion for their homeland. And so that was really the beginning of my desire to visit Cuba itself and to learn more about Cuba. Well, this is the Bay of Pigs, the infamous Bay of Pigs. And I knew that I wanted to visit this particular area. And I just remembered from my childhood stories about the Bay of Pigs, and so I was determined that I wanted to come here, see what it looked like, and with the hope of making a landscape photograph of this very famous place. And when we arrived, I realized that it wasn't going to be that easy, because in photography, though we may imagine something that would seem important to photograph, it still is a visual problem, and you have to find something that makes for an interesting and beautiful photograph. So I have a vivid imagination. I had hoped to find something wonderfully dramatic, like a crashed American airplane, or something that would be kind of visual. And there was nothing like that there. And so I found myself searching the shoreline for something else that could work in the composition of the photograph. And at one point, I came upon the edge of the water with this very dramatic black coral and a ladder that was there, obviously because it would be difficult to enter the water any other way. And the sun was going down, the light was exquisite, so I decided to make a long exposure in this spot. And so the exposure for this photograph is about 12 minutes. And I felt that this picture provided a kind of starting point for people to think about the Bay of Pigs without necessarily illustrating anything that happened there. So in a photograph like this, the title is very important. You would not know where it was unless I told you through a caption or a title. And the picture relies on a kind of meeting of the viewer and the photograph, and is reliant on what the viewer brings to the photograph and then might begin to imagine about history, about storytelling, and about a specific place. I also was very interested in the idea that this jagged shoreline was the same shoreline that greeted the Cuban exiles when they were attempting to land here, and was in fact part of the problem in their difficulties in trying to come ashore. And so I liked that idea that this was the same jagged shoreline, and that there was something about the long exposure that sort of lent itself to the imagination.